This is 98.1 Parafam. You're on with Dana this morning. Now, this week until Sunday is National Volunteers Week right around the country. The theme this week is Better Together, and it's really a chance for us to celebrate and recognise the vital work that volunteers really do here in the Hunter Valley and say thank you. So I'm joined by Martin Gray. He works with the SES in Singleton in the Hunter Valley unit. He also works for the Department of Education in our region. So he has a day job. He does SES on the side. Good morning and thank you, Martin.
Morning, Dana. You're welcome.
It is a day of saying thank you. So tell me about your experience with the SES. We often chat. We've chatted a few months ago with the floods that we had in Singleton, and you've kept us on air up to date with what was going on. How long have you been involved, and would you encourage other people to do the same?
I would definitely encourage people to become involved in the SES or any volunteer organisation which suits them. The SES is a fairly broad church. There's jobs for everyone. Mm-hmm. If you like chainsawing things, you can chainsaw. If you're extremely fit and like the idea of jumping into flood water, we can train you how to do that. That's not for me.
Yeah.
And or if you're more interested in being on the management side and allocating who does what job where and speaking to people about warnings, you can do that as well.
Which is exactly what you've done, and I've got to know you over the past couple of months because of that. How did you initially get involved?
Well, my family has been involved in the SES for as long as the SES has existed.
Wow.
One of my cousins is the deputy commander in Singleton, and his father was in it for 50-something years, as was his brother, and I eventually got talked into it, and now I'm stuck with it for a while, I think.
Well, you're very good at it, I'll give you that. What does a typical day involve? Say that, you know, we had the flooding in Singleton a couple of months ago and you're called in the morning and you do shifts with other volunteers. What does a typical day look like for you in the sort of communication sector?
Well, during the flood, I was doing a couple of jobs. I was gathering intelligence, so I would be communicating with all the local community resilience teams. Mm-hmm. So I was calling people down in Putty, I was calling people in Broke, speaking to people in Lower Belford, finding out where the water was, and then I was getting in touch with people there if there was a threat and organising information that they needed to know. So if we thought your area was going to be affected, we'd organise door knockers in that area. If we thought a road was going to be shut, I'd call council or I'd try and get the information to you so you could tell everybody, and that's pretty much how it works. The more people know, the less likely they are to do something which is they're going to regret.
Absolutely. And it's really great in the SES and the RFS and community groups right around the Hunter Valley that you can really kind of play to your strengths. You can get involved in a community group that you're interested in. And then like the SES, if you love the communication or you love the physicality of it, you can kind of play to what you're really good at. I'm chatting with Martin Gray. He's a volunteer with the SES in Singleton. If you'd like to get involved in the SES, I would definitely recommend that you do get involved in a community group for National Volunteers Week. Way to celebrate it, because we're always in need of RFS SES members. So jump on the relevant websites and just look up the details there. Martin, thank you so much again, and happy National Volunteers Week, mate.
Thank you very much, Dan. And I'd like to thank PowerFM for their support, because they make our job easier.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. This is 98.1 PowerFM and you're on with Dana.